believe the Lord would say that He wants us to stand steadfast and wait patiently for His coming. He cannot lie, and He is coming for us, but He wants us to wait patiently for His coming. Set our eyes up on Him and set our feet fixed in Him. Stand steadfast in Him, unmovable, and wait patiently for Him. Seek His face daily, nightly. Cast all of our cares upon Him and set all those thoughts aside that are not of Him, and just worship Him. Seek His face and seek His Spirit. Seek the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to walk daily into Him, not to stray or wander anywhere off the path, because He's coming. He's coming for a glorious church. He's coming for that one that makes a standard, as we have heard, that'll make a standard in this world, a standard of holiness, a life that is without blemish, one that can say God truly is the one that has redeemed us, and we can stand steadfast in Him, unmovable, unshaken. He wants us to keep going, but to be patient and endure. Yes, there is hard times, but He is more than enough. He will always make the way for us if we turn to Him. We have to turn to Him and let Him do what He can do. Don't make any move without seeking Him first. And don't make any decision, because our ways are not His ways. But His ways are right. And we can walk into Him, into His fullness, and we can do all that He has done. We can do it in this life as He begins to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. As we speak in tongues and we are led by the Spirit, we can lay our hands on the sick and they will be healed. We can cast out the devils. We can save the lost with just a word, just His word. So be unmovable, unshaken, and continue to go into Him. He has made the way. There is no other way. But in Him, you can do all things, and you will endure to the end.